Hi everyone, it's been a couple of months since I recorded on my Military Mama podcast. It's just me right now, it's not my son. We will record something later. I haven't recorded because everyday life has caught up with me since 2019 September. Let's see what's happened. Let me recall a couple of things. I have went to Korea. I have went to Key West, Florida for work. Korea was very fun. I learned a lot about the culture just in the 5 days that I was there. We as a family went to Universal Studios and it was very fun. It was my first time that I actually just stopped being over dramatic, meaning that as a parent, sometimes you don't want your kid to get harmed. So you're like, oh, don't touch this, don't do that. And you tend to become over dramatic and you don't get to enjoy the moment. And my husband and I drove to Florida in a minivan. I do not like minivans. No point intended. I know some people do. But I was so happy to get a minivan because, you know, when you have a 1-year-old, a 5-year-old, or 9-year-old and 10-year-old, a minivan is the best thing to have. It was so spacious. No one was fighting each other, screaming that you're laying on me and you're next to me. It was wonderful. And I enjoyed the trip in the minivan. So it was cool. I had fun at Universal's. I can't wait to go on our next trip as a family. Right now, I know everyone is going through coronavirus. And I'm praying for all of those, and I have been praying for all of those who have suffered with the virus, who have lost someone with the virus, and how the virus has taken over their entire aspect of life. Some people are not working. Some people are, you know, I am still working, thank God, but, you know, it's still dangerous because I still have, my child is not in school, so I have to make an arrangement for that. And my little one, he goes to military childcare, so they're able to go to essential, but still I'm in the public, I'm around people, so I get worried myself. But I know God is all powerful, and if you trust in him, no harm shall come against you. But to the light side of it, the corona has quarantined a lot of us. And even though I'm still working, some days I get to telework, and when I do get to telework, I'm able to get a lot of things done. Like paint my dresser and build a vanity, get into makeup. My best friend has, you know, always helped me and done my makeup, but I need to learn. So I enrolled into a makeup class. I'm also in a nutrition class and I started gardening. So these are things that have been happening since September 2019. And also learning how to teach my kid, learning how to be a teacher to him and teach him, you know, things like life skill. I have even sewn masks, you know, for myself, my family and friends, and even given away. Oh, here come my son, currently recording a podcast right now. Say hello.
Hello, people that are watching this podcast.
They can't be watching, listening.
Or listening. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't started a podcast with you guys.
Yeah, it has been since September 2019. Here comes the baby.
Hi.
Say hi.
We have this thing. It's by Benza. It's called... Hold on. It's everybody's.
We're going to play with it. It's a 3-in-1 splash park.
Oh,
right now, the weather is really nice. We're sitting in the backyard. My husband built me a hammock. On our honeymoon, we went to Costa Rica. And around in Costa Rica, in the hotel we stayed in the villa.
No, no.
My son is telling his older brother, no, no. For what? I have no idea. It's for everybody. So we in the villa, every single little villa, it had... hammocks, and I love hammocks. One thing I love is rocking chairs. Yeah, the dog poo-poo. There's no poo-poo right there with a dog. So one thing I like is hammocks and rocking chairs. You know, from being in the islands, I was born in Trinidad. I grew up in New York City, In Trinidad, one of my mom's first cousin, which I call her my auntie, she had rocking chairs in her I forgot what they call it. They don't call it a porch. I can't think about a name right now. They don't call it a porch, but they call it something else. It's like a porch, but they don't call it that. And we, my sister and I, we used to rock on a rocking chair. So ever since I've always loved rocking chairs, always wanted to buy some. I have two right now on my porch. And my husband, we brought a hammock from Costa Rica and we brought it over. And we've been married 2 years and we still haven't put the hammock up. And then the quarantine happened and my husband's leaving for deployment in a couple of days. So he was supposed to leave a month ago, but the quarantine held him back. So all the rushing and everything to get ready for deployment has settled down. And I feel like him going on deployment now has been easier for me because it's not a rush how it was a month ago. We were rushing. I was still working. The quarantine was happening. And, it was a lot going on. And finally, everything kind of settled out once we got to do what we had to do whilst for the work. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is that he went to Home Depot. He bought the little stand and he built it. And he built me a hammock. I wish you can see what this hammock looked like. But every time I look at it, I think about our honeymoon in Costa Rica. Although I went to Costa Rica, we had most of my trip that I love is just laying on a hammock with my husband on at the villa, just relaxing. And a lot of our pictures at the honeymoon is basically us laying on a hammock. I'm not sure if my husband really liked laying on a hammock, but it was just the most relaxing thing I can do because, being active duty military, you just go, and you don't take time to just enjoy life because, you're just doing what you have to do to make the country safe. So that is what's been happening. We have built a lot of projects. And I invested a lot into my health, like working out. My son too. So I incorporated into his learning plan when he's with me and when I can telework. He does a treadmill and we go take walk-ins, which I think we need to do one right now before, because my husband leaves in a few days. And I know I'm going to miss him a lot because, I understand both of us leave. It's just, it's one of those things. Well, anyways, let me get to Sabby and Sappy. I don't even know what I'm saying. But that's what's been happening. So we hope to, my son and I, it is May 3rd, 2020, to make more podcasts because my son has a lot to talk about. Firstly, I'm listening to a book called Slay Your Lane. It's written by a African, Black British woman and her friend. And they talked about the issues that Black British women go through in the school system. And I experienced something with my son a few days ago trying to get a lesson plan. And it was just I just felt like the teacher wasn't really understanding that my son couldn't comprehend. And I said, if you can explain what you're actually saying, because my son's father couldn't understand it, nor could my husband. And it was one of those things where I started to feel like injustice. But it's all good. I mean, teacher, we're going to get it right. You have to be proactive in your child's life and just slay your lane. And my sister and I, with my niece and whoever wants to join, are doing a book club called Queenie. So hopefully you guys can join in the book club. I'm going to go ahead and send her. So the book club, book is called Queenie. So we'll get back to you guys soon. And thank you for listening to our podcast. Have a good day.